now, as a part of our V-Rep initiative, here is Lorne the Jazzy Leo, accompanied by Ia, singing, Register and Form Yourself and Vote.
Register and Form Yourself and Vote. It's all on Country Chef. Register and Form Yourself. Register and Form Yourself and Vote. In it and in every nation. Get the packs, get them straight. Get the packs again straight. Register and Form Yourself and Vote. It's all on the Country Chef. Register and Form Yourself. Register and Form Yourself and Vote.
One, two, three, ho!
Raise up, get yourself together. Drive that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that song. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beach. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. Let your body pop. And let your feeling fold. Raise up, get yourself together. And drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holla and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, and drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, hell, and drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together. Damn that funky soul. Leo, get yourself together. And damn your funky soul. Aquarius, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul. Red, get yourself together. And damn that funky soul.
Good afternoon, Little Ark, Arkansas. This is J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. We are coming at you each and every Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to check us out live here on KBF, the voice of the people, you can also listen to our recorded shows anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
We bees theirs.
With an S on it, theirs?
We bees theirs.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Was it country and ghetto? I'm not sure.
Know what I mean? I'm Baba.
I'm Ia.
And I'm Lone the Jazzy Leo.
Oh, yes. Yes,
awesome.
Indeed.
Today is a glorious day.
Okay.
Today is a wonderful day. We are...
It's beautiful outside.
It is amazingly beautiful outside. We need to water the grass. That's the thing that's just in my head.
Okay.
That needs to be done.
Also, is that a metaphor? Oh,
no,
just
need
water,
to water the grass.
Glass. Okay, okay.
Literally, we got to water the grass.
Watch my DVDs. I'm Lauren the Jazzy Leo. Watch my DVDs. Okay.
All right.
Okay, do you have a DVD?
Well, Kiriku, he's been watching.
Kiriku. Okay.
Excuse me. He's been watching that. So.
Okay, cool.
Also, this evening at 7 p.m., Ia and I will be moderating the Jacksonville City Council candidate debate forum on Zoom. So if you go to the Jacksonville NAACP's Facebook page, they'll have the information on how you can log on and check that out.
Okay, yeah.
Glad that we were invited to do that. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we just got it like that. Today, as I was saying, it's a glorious day because we are celebrating this week the 25th anniversary of the Million Man March.
Yeah.
25 years ago, this coming Friday, on a Monday afternoon, the entire... Washington, D.C., actually the entire world probably shut down.
Possibly.
Just to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be very grateful that I have the memory of experiencing that firsthand. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. So this show is dedicated to that. We're pulling most of our music from the soundtrack for the movie Spike Lee joint, Get on the Bus.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to watch it last night just to remind me that movie is an excellent movie. I encourage everyone to watch it at least twice this week because you won't get everything the first time. There's so many layered and hidden messages in it. You're going to have to watch it at least twice.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the 14th, when is the 14th? Yeah, he did say 1 million. I heard that. But the 14th is tomorrow, right? Yeah, Wednesday.
Yes.
All right, so tomorrow we'll be debuting the movie Million Man March, The Untold Story. It'll be a national debut on the Shelter in Place virtual film series, and it will be followed by a panel discussion with several brothers who actually attended the Million Man March.
That's
so
awesome.
Definitely check that out.
Please
and
do.
Then on Friday, we will be rebroadcasting the entire 14 hours of C-SPAN coverage of the Million Man March.
Yes. Right.
Definitely check that out.
So if you've never seen it, this is the time to see it. And if you've seen it before, then it's time to remember.
Watch KBFA on Friday at 1 second.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, man.
Yes.
All right. You got anything you want to say before we go ahead and get the music started?
Early voting is happening.
Early voting
now.
Starts on Monday.
Well, they're gearing up for early voting. So
early voting in Arkansas starts on Monday. It started on this past Monday in Georgia.
That's right.
And, you know, Sister Tafar was talking about it took her 7 hours to vote yesterday.
Well, one of her friends or relatives. One of her friends or relatives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead. Mike.
Do you even have a KBF 8.3 person?
Okay.
Well, I think that we all three are
That's legit.
Yes.
Question.
Yes. Do you have a person in your pocket?
Okay. No, that's all I have. And also that the census are still happening until the 30th of
October.
October, so you haven't filled out your census. Please get that going and done and finished. And then register, inform yourself, and vote.
Register, inform yourself, and vote.
Yes.
It's all our country. Register, inform yourself, register, inform yourself, and vote.
All right.
Bit. and just a please. I ain't trying to help squeeze. I ain't trying to be down.
Mike's alive.
Hey, Jay Stone, Bitch of Soul here on KABF 88.3. That's right. The voice of the people. You are listening to... Okay. Hip Squeeze. By Mad Dog and the Pups. Magic City was the label. 1969 was its release. And before that, you were listening to Me and My Baby Brother. By War. The album was United Artists and the label, the label was United Artists. The album was Deliver the Word and it was released in 1973. Shout out to Phyllis Brown for that special request and we know why. We appreciate that.
Indeed. And I just want, because we do have another special request later on in the show. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let those faithful listeners know that if you have a song that you want us to play, just inbox us at one of our social media accounts or send us an email, send us a text. Just say, hey, will you play this song? And we'll get it on as soon as we can.
Within our genres.
Yeah, it needs to be within our genres.
Yeah.
And what are those genres?
Funk, soul, breakbeat, disco.
Neo soul.
Yes.
Classic hip hop, organic hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Ska.
Yeah.
We do a little bit
jazz,
of everything.
Jazz, funk.
Because they all kind of intertwine, especially when it comes to vintage soul, funk and soul. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, Jazzy Leo.
The door's open right there.
Okay. Well, right. We'll get that door closed, all right?
All right, what's going on?
So let's get back to the Million Man March. Okay. I want to ask you as a sister.
I don't know what I was doing. Was that the question?
Well,
okay.
Let me ask the question.
Go ahead.
When you heard about the Million Man March and you heard what the vision was for the Million Man March and you as you watched it unfold, what was going on in your head as a strong sister?
You said what the vision was.
Say it again.
You said division. What were you saying?
What the vision
the
was.
The vision. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I guess the main purpose is to unify, you know, on different levels. It was beautiful to see the unity happening of brothers from around the country and nations, because they were different people from coming out of different countries to be a part of the Million Man March. And so it was really beautiful to see brothers just come together and be there in support of one another, regardless of what we think the outcome should have been or what should be happening now. I think that each person, each individual person that went, came out of it changed in some way. And you could just see from the video the energy and the faces and just the pride and, you know what I mean, the love that was there. So that was the most important thing to me to see, that unification happening. What you believe, no matter what your religious, your ideologies were, you were there and you all were together, you know, unified.
Yes, and
unified, what's that?
Unified is to come together.
To come together.
Like, we're unified here in the radio station because we're a unit. We all rode together, right?
Yes.
Wherever you see one of us, you know the other two are close behind.
That's unified.
Yes, indeed.
We're homeschooling even when we're not in the classroom. This is the classroom.
Life is the classroom.
That's it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and let's get the music on. Now we're going to go to some selections from the soundtrack, Get on the Bus.
Get on the bus.
Beep, beep.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby tests his lungs. My dad is not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't sign. And it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. Got to make a change, it's a brand new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a
day.
A change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a change day.
Of mind.
Operation in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched 1,000,000+ the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant, she's no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children, freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry. Cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith he kept. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new
world order,
Stop making nation of strong people. Your sons and daughters will no longer need to belong to gangs because they do belong. Our youth will no longer be seeking drugs as an escape because they would have outlets in our society to develop themselves. When you start setting the conditions for our youth to fulfill their humanities, then we will not be in despair. We will be whole, complete, and hopeful. My fathers, you must shape the vision of tomorrow. But in order for that vision to become a reality, you must rededicate yourself to a new beginning. Go back to your families. Go raise and teach your children. Go back and organize throughout this nation to bring about a better day for our people. Our enemies can destroy us one by one, but no one can stop 1 million men organized and committed. Thank you.
You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, The Voice of the People.
That young, brilliant voice that you just heard was Ayande. Ayande Jean-Baptiste. And the name of his speech was Ayande's speech. The album soundtrack to the motion picture, of course, Get on the Bus, and the label Interscope. That was released in 1996 during the Million Man March. Okay. And then before that, you were listening to Over a Million Strong by the Neville Brothers, the soundtrack to the motion picture, of course, Get on the Bus, Interscope, 1996, and then New World Order by Curtis Mayfield. Interscope was the soundtrack, 1996, and most of them will be from this particular.
I don't know if I can add anything to that, brother. I remember seeing him live.
Yeah.
Standing right, because I was in the press corps, so I was right up on stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was looking down his throat as he said that, and I was so amazed. I think he was 12, 14 years old.
Had to have been, just to watch him. I still get tears because it's so beautiful, and I just wonder what he's doing right now. Definitely got to figure out what he is actually doing and where he is in his life right now.
Well, let's go ahead and keep the music going, because like I said, you can't add anything
to that. You really can't add anything.
You're listening to Jason Fidget Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, The Voice of the People.
Bye. and here's a wonderful day, baby. But can't you see, but can't you see?
Conniving methods are still being used to prevent Negroes from becoming registered voters.
When Africans were enslaved and forced to come to this country. There has never been a period of time in this country that there was not voter suppression.
We have to define the job description. We have to define the agenda.
Listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. No justice, no peace. That it is for sure. What you're listening to right now is Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around by Latasha Brown. Shout out to Sister Tafara Muhammad for that request. This was released in 2020. It's a protest music piece, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for the election.
And then before that, you were listening to the one and the only Prince, Wonderful Day was the name of that song. Album Sign Old Times, and the label was Warner Brothers.
You didn't say the full title of the album.
Sign Old Times.
Keep reading.
Super Deluxe Edition.
It's the Super Deluxe Edition that was released on last Friday.
Cool.
And the Super Deluxe Edition is a combination of 30 CDs full of the rare music that we play here on Jay's Stone Vintage Soul.
Okay.
And it's for $150. Mm-hmm. And if you pay an additional $50, you get a set of, I think, 12 DVDs.
Awesome. Of Prince, right?
Yes. Of Prince.
So if you're a Prince lover like we are, make the investment. It'll be worth it. Beautiful.
Indeed. Indeed. Right. Indeed.
Any announcements you want to make?
Anything? Well, you did bring up that early voting starts on Monday. Mm-hmm. And through Friday of this week here in Pulaski County, Terry Hollinsworth, the Pulaski County court clerk, she has a setup where she's accepting absentee ballots. You know, they have a setup right on the lawn of the building,
right,
where you can just drive up and then somebody will come up and just take your ballot out of your car. You don't even have to get out of the car.
Yes.
And they're doing that through this Friday. It was all last week and all this week.
Awesome.
And that's a way, you know, people complain about what may or may not happen as far as the mailing them back is concerned, all the hysteria that was created by people putting false narratives out.
Right.
So that was her alternative to that, which is a good alternative. So, you know, our ballots, we need to make sure that we get those in before Friday.
Well, we will, no doubt, for sure. We'll be driving up.
Indeed, indeed. That's how you do it.
Yes, so that's the only announcement. Anything else about the Million Man March you wanted to add in? I know you want to add little segments in.
Oh, well.
That impressed you, not just impressed, but what was your effect? Like when you arrived, how did you feel?
Well, first of all, I didn't intend to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had not intended to go at all because I was one of those like, yeah, this is not gonna happen. A million men, a million brothers in DC all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing in my mind is that sounds dangerous. That sounds dangerous from the standpoint is like, you don't know who's coming. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's a setup where the army is going to arrest everybody. You know, I just had all these scenarios going on in my head. So
I don't know. What can I call that? Narratives that were not black or narratives that were not. Black consciousness is what it sounds like. It wasn't black consciousness.
No,
for sure.
I mean, black consciousness is you want to be careful that you don't get all the best all in one location and they get taken out. that's what I'm talking about.
That sounded really like,
yeah.
Crazy.
So, but that's really where I came from originally.
That was your skepticism.
That was my skepticism. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was. It was just conversations that I had with brothers who were planning on going.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to them and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And literally I made the decision like that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I saw them on the news
loading
the bus.
Yeah.
I said, let me go get on the bus.
Yeah.
And I went and got on. I had my mom drop me off.
Awesome.
And I went and got on the bus. And I tell you, it's in my 50 years, it's the most amazing experience that I ever had. For those of you that know how to get from Richmond, Virginia to Washington, D.C., you have to go through what's called Henrico County, and that's where the Six Flags is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the Six Flags, you know that D.C. is about 40, 45 minutes out.
Mm-hmm.
When we went through Richmond and then we got to the Six Flags, all traffic stopped.
Hmm.
And I wasn't paying attention at first because I was reading.
Right.
And the traffic stopped and I realized it stopped and I looked up. And in all three lanes, it was nothing but buses as far as you could see going forward and as far as you could see going backward.
Right.
And right then I'm like, there's going to be a million men here.
Yeah.
And that's when the energy in the bus
went to
just
level,
went
huh?
And everybody just got up and started screaming and shouting and
yeah.
we started singing and everything.
That's awesome.
And it, that's amazing. Spike Lee did a great job depicting it on Get on the Bus because when I watched that last night, it was like, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened.
You guys had this collective energy going.
Yes.
Which is really beautiful. So, yeah, well, I'm going to ask you a few more questions like when we come back about it, because I think it's important to talk about it, especially since we're celebrating the anniversary of the Million Man March. And that we will also be showing
a couple of films
and everything around it. You are listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Yo, we all got different things that we got to deal with, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I think people always want to just put the blame on something else rather than sometimes looking at ourselves, recognizing that a lot of the stuff that happens sometimes has to do with other things. But if we look within ourselves, we got the remedy, can prevent a lot of this nonsense sometimes, you know? It's about relating back to the essence, you know what I'm saying? Where it all stems from. So I'm gonna do my thing over the drum, like the native tongue, you know? Yeah.
Comments with me, we got the remedy.
Do what you will if you feel that your steez is real. Complicated with the skills over real to reals. Brown skin is what I feel, my mind and body's appeal is to the no frill mills who hear the beast to chill. Constantly I'm hearing black Americans just sneering, looking for a leader who can fill us up with ether, hitting us up with great emotional chat about the fact that the blacks constantly held back, like 50 tracks back in the relay race, and the white teams are in, so let's keep up the pace. And I'll be needing something that can feed my logical taste. At the end of the race, is there a paradise place? Yo, we can't get involved in what the next man is doing. Material gains, we put too much in pursuing.
Yo, Duke, I need this dough so we can step to this party, man.
But we can all Mardi Gras, minus that shit in our body.
Yo, what that got to do with that?
Cause kid, that's the essence. Your physical presence embodies every lesson. You can't run the Rolls Royce if the engine is busted. Can't even lift the knife to cut the mustard. What we need to do first, now listen to this verse, is concentrate on a spiritual plate. Recognize your existence in this vast blue space. From a tiny cloud of blood to human beings with taste, sight, touch, smell, and sound. Let's deem it profound and prioritize this, cause it was a law's wish. A law, yo, I'm God.
I don't believe that, that's a mystery.
God's so good, yo, why this shit be happening to me?
There's divinity within because we come from the divine. A force that's not seen, but yo, we feel it every time. When the wind blows and the earth turns and the rain drops and the babies cry and the birds fly and the grounds quake and the stars gleam. Yo, so many things are evidence of its existence. What we need to do is link it with persistence. Hear me out, yo. Once we recognize, then we can move ahead. Native tongues, comments, yo, he's hip hop.
From a spiritual world, my film of life has developed. First person I lost close to me was Stella. Some of my mellas lost their mothers and their brothers. For them, I feel empathy, but I ain't pouring out no fucking Hennessy. I pour my heart out when I see Dot out on the deck. Knowing 2 weeks ago, he slap boxed with death. I hear niggas dying in the wind and on the news. When it's somebody you know, it hits you, and emotions get bruised. I ain't been in your shoes, I won't judge or knock you. The spirit of the ghetto say you got to. That scratch you getting from rock flipping, it back into the neighborhood. You better start kicking, sticking stores on the strip. I'm tired of A-Raps giving me my change back. Devil borrowed my yesterday, my tomorrow he never gave back. I lay back looking at the ceiling, wondering what could I do, so my homies won't have to be dealing. Not cause you serving and I'm rapping, I'm better, just different pieces to the puzzle of black life that we gotta put together to better ourselves. Cause families we gotta raise, no matter how long the money, shorter become the days. Men become like women, ain't no difference in the seasons. You got pop 5 times, you breathing for a reason. Let's put this 5-10 year come up plan and progression before we count our papers, count our blessings.
And there you have it,
we got the remedy.
No, you got to grab it. It's all good, not me. But let's make it clear, the native tongues is in here. The JBs, De La Soul, a tribe called Quest, Comets, Busta Rhymes, Flip Mode, not me.
Do you see what we see? Do you see what I see? Do you see what we see? Always going out, new days coming in. 2020 is a clearer to your vision. Say what y'all want, you ain't never gotta listen. Smell something burning straight back in your kitchen. Now another red summer before war in 20s. Going down ghost town, the good ain't plenty. Where you gonna be when your money ain't gold no more? And the poor come storming at your door. Do you see what I see? Do you see what we see? Do you see what I see? Do you see what we see?
you said. Dumb to the future, cause it ain't here yet. Blind to the time ahead, 2020.
Peek around corners, it's right around the corner. You can say what you want, but it's right around the corner. A decade, telescopes, outer space. Microscopes in your inner space. 2020 squeezing in a freezer. Millennials still getting robbed for Jordan sneakers. Dance in the corner, cancer in the water. One big prison yard, finding God is hard. They turned your back to the past with no regret. Deaf to the present, the word is said. Dumb to the future, cause it ain't here yet. Blind to the time ahead. 2020 turned your back to the past with no regret. Deaf to the present, the word is said. Dumb to the future, cause it ain't here yet. Blind to the time ahead. 2020.
Do you see what I see? Do you see what we see? Do you see what I see?
See, smell, taste, touch the sound. There's a new decade swirling around, unshackled and unbound. Watching more circus clowns and conductors. 2020, nobody helping, loving us but us. If you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. And watch these algorithms trying to get up in you. Not a game or an act, in fact, it's a test. Check your soul and food to find out what's fresh.
Bridge it back to the past with no regret. Deaf to the present, the word is said. Dumb to the future, cause it ain't here yet. To the time ahead, 2020, turned your back to the past with no regret. Deaf to the present, the word is said. Dumb to the future, cause it ain't here yet. Blind to the time ahead, 2020.
Do you see what I see? Do you see what we see? Do you see what I see?
2020, Public Enemy. Enemy Radio Loud, It's Not Enough. The name of that album, Spit Slam. The label, 2020 was its release. You are listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, The Voice of the People. Before that, you were listening to The Remedy featuring Common and A Tribe Called Quest. And that was an Interscope label, 1996, for the Get on the Bus soundtrack.
What we've been listening to most of the show.
For the celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Million Man March. And been talking to one of the brethren that Baba in the studio with us, as always. Just kind of getting his feedback on his time in 96 when he was a young tender.
It was 95.
95, yes. Mm-hmm. 95, when you were, you know, young and beautiful.
I was 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
25 years old.
Beauty. Yes, and so you said the bus ride was invigorating, wonderful, confirming.
Well,
and
the bus ride was challenging because mm-hmm. there was a lot of different personalities on the bus competing for attention and everything. So there were some arguments and some fights. It broke pretty much like the movie.
A lot of energy
going on. But like I said, when we got to the Six Flags and we passed the Six Flags and we stopped and there was nothing but buses. And for the rest of the way, all you saw was buses and people was hanging out the windows of the buses, yelling at each other and everything. And then to get to the mall and we get out the bus and first we went to the hotel because we got there the night before. And, you know, we go to the hotel where we're staying at. And I didn't go to the hotel first. I went on a detour.
Right.
Yes. And once I came back from my detour, that next morning, I walked out there on the mall and I was like, oh my gosh. It was brothers as far as you could see.
Beautiful.
And I'm standing, like I said, since I had press credentials, I'm standing on the stage and there was not one space that had land where there was not brothers shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
And it told me right there, like, we have arrived. And it's just the energy of brotherhood throughout that entire day. Yeah. Not one brother saying anything negative to each other, like you stepped on my shoes or, you know, it was just beautiful, affirming language throughout the day. And to hear 2 days later that the Washington, D.C. police reported that for that 48-hour period, not one person called 911. The police were not needed for 48 hours. So that lets me know that it's possible. Well, it's possible for us to all get on the same page.
But my thing is, you know, it's not, it bothers me when there is this criminalization of men, black men especially. And the issues that we face and the issues that you face being a part of our culture and living in America, the criminalization is ridiculous in a way that, you know, you say, oh, there's not one thing. I hear what you're saying, and that's very important. There was not one incident, as if we are, quote unquote, criminal by nature, and that is not the truth.
Correct. Correct. We demonstrated that.
Right. It's, you demonstrated that's not the truth. It is the situation, environment, and circumstances that we are put in and placed upon in this country and in around the world, that if you have certain circumstances, issues, and social determinants, that it will cause violence. If you're hungry, you're going to eat. If you're, you know, if you need medicine, you're going to get it any way you can. If there is mental, social, emotional health issues, all of that comes out in not having what you need.
Yes.
And being in dire situations. And so when we talking about criminalization and what that looks like and how that's being something as if we just came about, just all of a sudden we arrived here and we were just,
it's all manufactured.
Very, very much
manufactured.
And that doesn't say, and I say that bothers me, but when I, as I talk this thing and I hear myself, it doesn't, in a way that it only proves that during that 48 hours, understanding that when you're in a place of unity, liberation, and peace, you don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
That violence that has been manufactured, that is being played out, doesn't happen when those things are present and readily available to a people.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. You put it out there. When does your book come out?
No, shut up.
The title of the book is The Answer.
You are
The
sick.
Answer by Ia Crate Digger.
You're so crazy. Hey, guys, we love you. Thank you for listening. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much for hanging in with us. Lorna Jazzy Lee, are you got any parting words? He's over there chomping. You want to say goodbye? Want to say thank you? Thank you?
He's hugging waving. The mic. He's and waving.
All right, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Like Baba said, you can hear us on any of your podcasting platforms. You can also hear the first 4 years on Mixcloud of J-Stone Vintage Soul. Shout out to Brother Knowledge Itself. Peace and love. We will be sending you a response. And to everyone and anyone who is incarcerated or formerly incarcerated, we send you peace, love, and all the strength that we can give. Pop just came in. Big Griff in the studio. Gonna go on in a minute. Gonna give you 2 hours of some Blacktastic blues.
Blacktastic
blues. You laughing. We're glad he's here. Good to see you, Pop. Find your Sesame Street wherever that is. Register, inform yourself, and vote. Census October 30th. This is deadline. Let's get that going. Peace, y'all. Be kind.
Say it right quick. Register and inform yourself and vote.
Get the text again. Say, Andy Nation. Get the text again. Say, register for seven votes. It's all about concept. Register for seven votes.